Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the ravages of Hurricane Idalia, a terribly destructive force that is being met competently and admirably by both the federal government and the state government of Florida working together. Yeah, that's right. Joe Biden working together with Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida. That's fairly extraordinary, isn't it? Should be reassuring. There's also a reassuring column that I think is very important under the heading, America's in much better shape at home and abroad than you probably think. That's not a question of who's actually running the country right now or how they're doing or an evaluation of Biden or Kamala Harris, heaven help us all, or the governors of the various states. It's just a basic fact about America is that right now, at a time when so many of our politicians, particularly on the Republican side, but not just on the Republican side, have grabbed this idea that this is a dark moment, that we're in decline, that things are grim, that it's American carnage out there. Hey, guess what? The country's okay. And maybe even there are elements of the country that are moving in the right direction, including the response to what's going to be tremendous suffering, dislocation, more of it in Florida. NBC is reporting that as Idalia moved through the Gulf yesterday, its winds rose by 55 miles an hour in just 24 hours, strengthening from a Category 1 hurricane to a Category 4 by early today. It weakened slightly to a Category 3 hurricane before making landfall a few hours later in Florida's Big Bend near Keaton Beach. One of the things about this story is that it's driving a lot of people to look at maps and discover for the first time where Florida's Big Bend, as opposed to the Big Bend in Texas, where Florida's Big Bend actually is. The landfall it made as a Category 4, it is now Category 1. Just a few minutes ago, the President of the United States spoke at some length about Idalia and about the federal response. This was President Biden literally just less than an hour ago, the President of the United States.
About the impacts of the storm and that made landfall at 7:45 this morning as a Category 3 hurricane. And it's moved over land and is now shifted to Category 1, but it is still very dangerous with winds up to 75 miles an hour. And the impacts of this storm are being felt throughout the southeast, even as it moves up the eastern coast of the United States, affecting Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina. And we have to remain vigilant, and there's much more to do. I just came from the Oval Office where I met with the FEMA administrator, who's standing to my left here, and our federal response folks. And early Monday morning, long before the storm made landfall, I spoke with Governor DeSantis and approved an early request for emergency declaration to enable him to have the full support ahead of time to protect the people's lives in the state of Florida. We surged personnel to Florida to help the state move people quickly to safety and out of a danger zone, and to help the governor and his team to the greatest degree possible in advance of the hurricane's arrival. And I directed the FEMA to redeploy resources, including up to 1,500 personnel and 900 Coast Guard personnel throughout the southeast. I directed Administrator Criswell to stay in close touch with the governor. She was with me when I was speaking to him as well. And I guess he's maybe tired hearing it, but maybe tired. of us, but he seemed like he welcomed.
Okay, that's President Biden speaking moments ago. He was asked specifically about working with Governor DeSantis, and he said, and was asked about it because they're running for president against each other. They're both announced candidates for president. And President Biden had nothing to say except positive things about Governor DeSantis, that he was focused on this, that he was doing a good job. There is no question, by the way, that Governor DeSantis has risen to the occasion and is looking like an executive, dare one even say it, presidential. And in terms of President Biden, especially on a day when Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader in the Senate, had another one of those just painful, heartbreaking things to watch, which is where he freezes up in the middle of a press conference. He had been asked a question about whether he would be running for re-election in 2026 when he comes up for re-election. And he froze. He stands there in the video, and there's sort of a half smile on his face. But he doesn't answer, and Nate comes up and says, "Senator, did you hear the question?" And he stays frozen. And it sounds like this, and believe me, when you watch it, we'll post it, of course, up at michaelmedved.com. But when you watch it, it's even more painful to watch. Here is the Senate Republican leader, Mitch McConnell, being asked a direct question. This was in back home in Kentucky, in Covington, Kentucky. This is Senator McConnell.
My thoughts about what?
Running for re-election in 2026.
That's right.
Did you hear the question, Senator? Running for re-election in 2026? All right, I'm sorry, you all. We're going to need a minute. Finney. Somebody else have a question? Please speak up.
Okay, McConnell, who's 81 years old, was speaking today at a press gaggle in Covington, Kentucky, when he paused for an extended period of time after a reporter asked if whether he would run for re-election in 2026. This is not a good way to start off your re-election campaign. The Kentucky Republican then briefly responded to another question about Kentucky GOP Attorney General Daniel Cameron, who is running for governor. When he was asked about former President Donald Trump, he brushed off the question because he typically doesn't talk about topics related to the former president. And then he left. A similar incident occurred on Capitol Hill last month. And this is one of those things, even though this is not Biden, and Biden just had this long, fairly coherent and effective statement, talked a lot about Hawaii and how much he and Jill were moved when they went to Maui to see the devastation there. But look, this is the most basic thing that any executive in government does. When you are a governor or a mayor or president of the United States, you help people respond to emergencies. And that's part of why we have a governor. The President Biden said yesterday his administration has been in constant contact with Ron DeSantis as the state was bracing for Hurricane Idalia to make landfall. Biden elaborated on his call a day earlier with DeSantis during an Oval Office meeting with the Costa Rican president. We will be right back with evidence that maybe things in America aren't as terrible as some people believe. coming back on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
You know how the line to the song goes, it's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy, it's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinarily good for you. Go to MichaelMedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to MichaelMedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The Michael Medved Show. There is a report from the New York Post about the Attorney General of Florida, the newly elected Attorney General. Her name is Ashley Moody, and she's definitely a rising star in the Republican Party, replacing Pam Bondi, who got quite a bit of national attention when she was Attorney General. Republicans, both of them. In any event, Attorney General Moody just said that she wanted to warn new residents and potential looters ahead of the Hurricane Idalia landfall that Florida is a law and order state. One thing that we hear from folks, we want to adhere to the warnings, but we're concerned that our property may be in jeopardy if we're not there. And that will be a concern in Florida, the Attorney General Ashley Moody said. We are a law and order state. We will not take it lightly if folks are looting. That's also more on Governor DeSantis, who obviously is taking time away from his campaign to deal with an emergency, and it's appropriate. This is MSNBC's reporting from Tampa Bay. Listen, clip one.
Hey, well, actually, I have some good news to report. We've actually seen the water recede quite a bit. Now, we have heard a lot about the king tide, and the day is still young. We've heard that the king tide is supposed to roll in sometime around this time in the next hour or so. But either way, what I can tell you with my own two eyes is earlier today when I was walking and I could only get to the first step that's behind the camera that you can't see, the water was probably just below my knees, and the water has taken a significant decrease here, but you can still see how deep the water is. This is Bayshore Boulevard. For those who don't know, this is one of the main thoroughfares throughout downtown Tampa, and you can still see bay water all throughout here. If you look further down, you'll see a couple of things. You'll see the street signs. You can tell just how deep the water still is. Remember, this has receded well over a foot, if not a foot and a half. And further down, you'll see people enjoying the waters, people trying to get around in different ways. I will say this, no judgment, but authorities are cautioning against doing exactly that because they don't want to have to put resources into rescuing anyone. And also keep in mind, you don't know what's in this water. There's a whole lot that could be in this water. We saw actually the sheriff's office for this county released a photo of a rattlesnake that was seen swimming through the water. So I will just point that out. You never know what's in here, especially if there's a downed power line. That could get very dangerous. So we're talking about signs of hope. Tampa's airport incoming flights will be welcomed once again this evening, expected to reopen early tomorrow morning. So things are looking good at least, but we're cautiously optimistic here.
Well, cautiously optimistic. What about alligators? You know, you think about Florida, you think about alligators in the water. What do alligators do when a storm like Idalia moves into Florida and South Carolina? And there's a report that says alligators may have brains the size of a pea, but they have amazing instincts, like how to find their way home from dozens of miles away. Researchers also believe alligators, like sharks, can sense incoming hurricanes due to a change in barometric pressure. Sharks move to deeper water. Alligators move out of the swamps, rivers, and lakes to higher ground, or they burrow into the mud underground. Alligators live in fresh water, but their nests can be washed out when ocean water surges inland due to high wind. This goes with, there's a story out of Mississippi. Mississippi, not Florida, not South Carolina, Mississippi, where they caught an all-time world's record. It was a 14-foot, 8-inch long alligator. That's pretty amazing. Now, Governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, was, of course, asked about Trump, who is leading him, obviously, for the Republican nomination for the presidency. Governor DeSantis, at a hurricane briefing, got a fairly concise response to a reporter who asked him about his competition with President Trump. Listen, this is clip three.
You would want it to impact as small amount of places as possible. What do you think about Trump? You know, he's a resident here in Florida, and he hasn't commented on Vidalia at all yet.
Not my concern. My concern is protecting the people of Florida, being ready to go, and we've done that. And look, we in Florida, you just have to do this. I mean, this is something we put a lot of time and effort into throughout the course of each year, knowing that there's going to be time where you're going to have to activate it. Now, we had a major one last year, one of the most expensive on record. We were hoping not to have any this year, then maybe we would get off lucky, but that just wasn't in the cards. So you deal with it, but that's been our focus.
Okay, that's and for Trump himself, what was he talking about while Governor DeSantis was, of course, talking about the hurricane? President Trump made 49 different social media posts. They were not hurricane related. They were related to, well, his great accomplishments during the time he was president. Clip 5.
I defeated 100% of the ISIS caliphate. Everyone said that couldn't be done. And I did it in a matter of weeks. We have great generals. We have great military, but not the people you see on television. All other presidents failed. After 20 years, they failed. They worked so hard. They thought so hard. They didn't know what they were doing. All of the presidents before me failed. For 20 years, I defeated ISIS in just a matter of weeks. Thank you.
Thank you. And then he also talked about COVID tyrants. That's also on the president's, former president's mind, President Trump.
The left-wing lunatics are trying very hard to bring back COVID lockdowns and mandates with all of their sudden fear-mongering about the new variants that are coming. Gee whiz, you know what else is coming? An election. They want to restart the COVID hysteria so they can justify more lockdowns, more censorship, more illegal drop boxes, more mail-in ballots, and trillions of dollars in payoffs to their political allies heading into the 2024 election. Does that sound familiar? These are bad people. These are sick people we're dealing with. But to every COVID tyrant who wants to take away our freedom, hear these words. We will not comply.
Okay, we will not comply and face another rigged election. Somebody who was faced a very troubling week was the star of the debates last week. A week ago, it's just 1 week ago, last Wednesday night, there was instant stardom for Vivek Ramaswamy. But he had, in the week that followed, a no-good, very bad week. Who says so? Max Burns, who is a veteran, a political strategist, and he actually writes about what happened to Ramaswamy's campaign surge. We'll get to that, and also to two leading political experts who speculate on what happens if Biden doesn't run. And Kamala Harris doesn't run. We'll get to that and more coming up.
It's obvious we're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming. So, we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Hurricane Idalia has made landfall in Florida's Big Bend region, coming ashore this morning in Keaton Beach as a Category 3 storm. A tornado watch was put in effect in central Florida. The National Weather Service says tornadoes spawned by the hurricane are possible in at least 10 Florida counties through the early mid-afternoon hours. Unions are showing strong support across the board. Ryan Daniels has more.
Gallup polls found 71% support for unions last year. New data out this week shows over two-thirds of Americans still support organized labor. Numbers from the AFL-CIO show support is especially strong among younger Americans.
Today is the two-year anniversary of the last U.S. military flight leaving Afghanistan as the Taliban took over. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
There's a report over at Axios that Trump pollster Tony Fabrizio is telling Republican donors that the surging candidate for the Republican Party right now is Nikki Haley. We know that's true because today she was very cruelly attacked in the New York Times by Frank Bruni. Just let her have it and called her pathetic and okay, that kind of attention to Nikki Haley, it indicates that her candidacy is suddenly relevant and getting some attention. And that was the reaction for a little while about Vivek Ramaswamy. But there's a piece in The Hill today, which I think is very insightful. It's by Max Burns, who is a veteran political strategist. He's founder of the Third Degree Strategies. And he has a piece entitled Vivek Ramaswamy's No Good, Very Bad Week. Max, I appreciate your coming on the show. What was so terrible about the week for the would-be president of the United States, Vivek Ramaswamy?
Well, on the surface, you would think that everything was great. He was leading in the headlines after the debate. He was on so many news networks. The problem was he started to stumble over his own past statements, and even on seemingly friendly outlets like Fox News, where he was sitting down with Sean Hannity, he struggled on basic questions about things he had said on the record, and seemed at some points to even deny what has been visible on tape for weeks. And it does now seem that Ramaswamy is struggling more with his own statements and his own beliefs than with any opposition from other Republicans.
Yeah, well, the Hannity feature that you mention in your column, it has to do with Ramaswamy having said that he wanted to see a cutoff of American aid, including military aid, to Israel. And Sean Hannity is a great friend of Israel. He actually read back Ramaswamy's own words to him. And so how did the candidate sort of wiggle out of it?
Well, this was the funny part, is he just said it was false. I mean, having been presented with his own public statement, he stumbled for a bit and then reset himself and said, that's false. And at which Sean Hannity then offered to read the quote again. And we saw this also trip Ramaswamy up during the debate when Nikki Haley cornered him on this same issue. And clearly in the days since, he has not really done any prep to actually address that question. I think he was quite frankly caught by surprise that someone as friendly to Republican politicians as Hannity would call him out on this. But that also just shows you the level of unpreparedness Ramaswamy's bringing to his new stardom.
The one that was incredible, we played it on the air, Max Burns, was hit on Meet the Press with Chuck Todd. He was asked what he would have done differently from Vice President Pence, how he would have handled January 6th differently. And you want to explain his incredibly ignorant and ill-prepared answer?
Well, this to me was the most amazing thing he said yet, which was he said that on the condition of certifying the election, he as vice president would introduce legislation to the Senate on January 6th that would have mandated single day voting on election day only, paper ballots only, and government issued matching IDs to vote, and that he as vice president would have led through the passage of that, despite the fact that the Constitution doesn't give a vice president any authority close to that, and beyond that,
to or the Senate. The House of Representatives too. I mean, you can be president of the Senate, you have presiding officer, which is ceremonial, as you point out. But what he was talking about is the kind of thing that would take months, frankly, of working out the legislation, wouldn't it?
It would. I mean, he seemed to believe that in a divided Senate, that the threat of not certifying the election would drive Democrats and Republicans to come together and give him his way. And the irony here is this is a guy who has said that he doesn't believe 18 to 24-year-olds should be able to vote unless they pass a civics test. And one of the most basic questions in a high school history class is, can the vice president introduce legislation in the Senate? And Ramaswamy seemed completely baffled to find out that he couldn't actually do any of the things he wanted to do.
Okay, what happens to his campaign? I mean, he clearly is going to be coming to the next debate, which is the end of September, and coming to that debate with the same kind of aggressiveness and desire to hog as much attention as possible as the prior debate. Do you think at this point he's really running for vice president or maybe conceivably for that Senate seat in Ohio where there's a wide open Republican primary to oppose Sherrod Brown? Where's he going?
Well, one thing is clear is that Ramaswamy has mastered the Trump delivery. He's mastered the just tell nonsense and lies, never back down, never admit you were wrong. And that's caught Trump's attention. Trump has called him very, very smart, said that he would probably be a good vice president. I just can't see Donald Trump doing that because, as we know from Donald Trump's personality, he does not like to share a spotlight. He likes to find people he can easily lean on and pressure. That's one of the reasons he chose Mike Pence. And it seems to me that Ramaswamy's running more for either a cabinet position or a lucrative Newsmax Fox News presenter deal than for president. Because now even Republicans are saying this guy doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, President Trump has called Ramaswamy smart, young, and full of talent. No, it's talent that he's full of. He's a very, very intelligent person. He's got good energy. That's what President Trump said. And he could be some form of something. Well, that's true. I tell you, I think he'd be very good. And President Trump on Vivek Ramaswamy. What do you think it says about the maybe greater health of the Republican Party than a lot of people have assumed, that this Ramaswamy bubble didn't last very long? I mean, he was a sort of center of attention for how many days? Because it was days. It wasn't even more than a week before basically sanity seemed to prevail.
Yeah, Ramaswamy made it about 5 days before he actually started talking to people who were listening to the words he was saying. And that really did not go well for him. I mean, we see from the polling that any bump he's had is gone already. And if he's following the Trump model, that's just going to drive him to say even more outrageous and, frankly, insane things. The Ramaswamy you'll see at the next debate will be even more bombastic. He'll be even more eager to pick fights. And he'll be even less likely to admit that he's made any mistakes. And that's, quite frankly, not what this country needs in a president.
You're a Democrat, Max Burns. Are there any of the potential presidential nominees for the Republican Party who scare you, who you think would be very effective running against President Biden?
Well, I'm really grateful that the GOP is no longer a really functional party. Because a party that had it together would look at Nikki Haley and say, here's someone who spoke, I think, very well at the debate, handled herself very well, made a very bold position on abortion for the current Republican climate, and has youth on her side. I mean, I've said in other venues that Ramaswamy won the room, but Nikki Haley likely won the donors and the establishment people. And that, in the long run, is going to serve her a lot better than Ramaswamy's momentary win.
We'll be right back. Max Burns, his piece on Vivek Ramaswamy's No Good, Very Bad Week is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. We will be right back with more on is it a Nikki Haley surge, as Max Burns thinks it might be? We'll get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Michael Medved show, there is a report over in Axios about Tony Fabrizio, who has been one of the most consistent pollsters for President Trump and still is working for President Trump. And he apparently has singled out Nikki Haley as a serious rival to former President Trump. The Trump pollster Tony Fabrizio, they report in Axios, is telling Republican donors that Nikki Haley has surged in Iowa since last week's GOP presidential debate and that she and Vivek Ramaswamy are essentially tied with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in New Hampshire, according to a polling memo obtained by Axios. Fabrizio is polling for Trump's Super PAC MAGA Inc. and was his chief pollster in both 2016 and 2020 campaigns. He also helps conduct the Wall Street Journal's polls. Fabrizio wrote that his latest poll among likely Republican voters in Iowa and New Hampshire showed Trump far ahead and that DeSantis has flatlined. I do think that DeSantis is going to have a little bit of a surge or a bump, or maybe a big bit of a surge or a bump because of his handling of the hurricane. If that handling continues to be responsible, mature, capable, sane. Haley has surged. Ramaswamy is seen as the last week's debate attention-getting winner. The much-hoped-for DeSantis bounce was really a dead-cat bounce, says Fabrizio, in that it doesn't exist. With Haley's surge, DeSantis finds himself with another challenger for a distant second place beside Ramaswamy. That would be Nikki Haley. Fabrizio's poll found Trump ahead of DeSantis in Iowa by 26 points, while Public Opinion Strategies reported Trump ahead by 20 points. Now, what's notable about that is Trump has much less of a lead in Iowa than he has nationwide. And that is in part because his rivals, very much including Governor DeSantis and Governor Haley, have been campaigning on the ground in Iowa a lot. In both surveys, they report Haley, a former U.N. ambassador, had risen from a large pack of GOP contenders to be in third place with about half of DeSantis' support. In Iowa, Fabricio found Trump at 44%, DeSantis at 18%, Haley at 10%, along with Ramaswamy and Senator Tim Scott tied at 7%. In New Hampshire, Fabricio found Trump at 48%, DeSantis at 11%, Haley and Ramaswamy at 9%, and Scott tied with former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie at 5%. I do think it is likely that many of these names, for instance, Tim Scott and Chris Christie, if they are not rising in the polls, if they are not more competitive in both New Hampshire and in Iowa, I think that their campaigns are in trouble. The point about Trump's lead being less formidable in Iowa, people need to remember he did not do well in Iowa in his previous race for the presidency in 2016. He lost in Iowa, and it wasn't even particularly close. He lost to Ted Cruz. And Iowa is one of those states where a large part of the primary strength has gone to people who are outspokenly evangelical Christian. That would help Tim Scott, for instance. Could help Nikki Haley. She was not raised Christian. She was raised Sikh, I believe. And but she is very much identifies as a serious Christian, talks about it, and could be competitive in Iowa. In Iowa in the past, there have been surprise winners like Mike Huckabee and Rick Santorum, who didn't go on necessarily to win the election. The point about this is if Trump doesn't win, given the state of his lead right now, if Trump ends up not winning in both Iowa and New Hampshire, then Katie bar the door. It could be a very complex and comparable and complex and complicated election struggle. There is one issue, and when you talk about throwing the tank at President Biden, there's a piece that attacks the Biden campaign and attacks the Biden presidency because allegedly Biden is trying to ban beer. Now, that's not true, actually, but it's an interesting piece that appeared under freedomheadlines.com. Headline, Biden administration coming after your beer to limit drinking. And they cite Dr. George Kube, who is, they identify as the regime's health czar. I had to look up who this guy was. And he is actually works for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and he has specialized for years and years and years on the impact of irresponsible drinking and people who end up getting sick because they drink too much, which is an American public health problem, which has been getting more serious. It says that Dr. Kube revealed that the United States Department of Agriculture is seriously considering adopting Canada's alcohol advice to pressure Americans into limiting their alcohol consumption. Under Canada's guidelines, citizens are advised to consume no more than two drinks per week. This potential change in guidelines would mark a significant departure from the current U.S. recommendations, which allow women to have up to one bottle of beer, a small glass of wine, or a shot of spirit every day, while men are permitted to have two drinks per day. Okay, this is not permitted. The government does not regulate what you drink. What the government does is give you health advice. You can ignore it. Most people do. Many people do. But should this prevent the government from offering guidelines? If the proposed guidelines are implemented, men would be urged to reduce their alcohol consumption from 14 drinks per week to just two, and women would be advised to cut down from seven drinks to two. Dr. Kubu, who admits to enjoying wine twice a week, believes that there may be health benefits to limiting alcohol consumption. It's not a unique belief. Everybody believes that. Alcohol consumption, when you are drinking more than two drinks per day, can be a very serious matter, and there's consensus on that. He suggests that if there are indeed health benefits, it may prompt a reevaluation of the current U.S. guidelines. It is concerning that the Biden regime appears to prioritize limiting beer consumption over addressing pressing issues such as skyrocketing inflation, border lawlessness, and mortgage rates. The potential shift in alcohol guidelines raises questions about personal freedom. I'm sorry, how does this raise a question about personal freedom? I mean, honest to goodness. Should the government have the authority to dictate how much alcohol a person can consume? The government's not attempting to do that. They're not attempting to put an extra tax on it. They're not attempting to put a limit on it. Critics argue that such regulations infringe on one's personal choices and limit individual authority. Does it limit individual authority that they won't sell alcohol to people under 21? Does it? Or is that simply a public health issue, which is very serious? Look, don't believe everything you read. And when you read a headline that says the Biden administration is coming after your beer to limit drinking, well, you could be, if you're a beer lover, as I readily admit I am, when you read something like that, you could be worried, scared. But things in America are not quite that bad. We'll get to proof on that in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor locally farmed and forged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar, while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Allegretto Resort.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.